Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The consecration ceremony was vital for Israel. The priests would be their lifeline to God. After Moses washed and dressed them and anointed Aaron, the bull and the two rams were taken. Remember how serious it was for a priest, their spiritual leader, to sin. So the most expensive offering for sin was made, a young bull. Once accomplished, one ram became a burnt offering. The message? God's servants should be all for God. And the second ram? At last, this was to be the ram of consecration, Leviticus 8:22. What is consecration? The Hebrew word here is also used for setting gems. Gems are not put carelessly into place. They must be secured in a way that they stay put. This word is found in the description of the breastplate worn by the high priest. You recall it had 12 precious stones engraved with the names of the tribes. And there we read that the stones were, quote, to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate, Exodus 25:7. The word set is the same word used for consecrate. Can you see the connection? The priests were to be consecrated, that is, set in place and immovable in their commitment to God and His Word. So it should be with us. The Lord considers us to be precious stones too. Quote, you also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 2:5. Are these stones granite? No. Revelation 21 verses 19 and 20 picture us as gems, like sapphire, emerald, topaz, and amethyst. How important for us to stay in place, to be set on our mission, consecrated to the Lord. Quote, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.